Show.
Oh, you actually still recording?
Wow. Hello and welcome to Across the Park, the best darn sports show on the best darn community radio station in Sydney. We've reached 53. Yeah, stop laughing. We've reached 53 episodes. This means it's at least another 47 episodes before any sort of milestone ever again. On the show, you've got a mix of laughs, snorts, badly formed opinions, and maybe, if you're lucky, a little bit of sport. As you can probably tell, I am not Joel Kasem, and the person sitting in the room laughing is not Gabby Morris, because they've decided they're having a long weekend. Having a long weekend is much more important than hosting the 53rd episode of this show.
Rude.
Yeah, it's very rude. It's also a good chance to totally change up the show into a brand new format. That's just for today.
We've actually got a chance of making it proper sporty today.
Oh, maybe,
then.
Yeah.
Proper sport day.
As you can hear, my co-host for today is someone that's been waiting for New Zealand and Australia to merge so she can finally stay in this country forever. It's Tarina Tate.
Boo, I'm out. See ya. Bye.
There's a clapping too. I forgot that bit. There we go. Hi, T.
Hi.
Let me just introduce our two talented young lawyers who have decided to come into the studio. They also love a great game that is rugby league. They combined to create the best rugby league podcast named after an illegal way to score a try. It's Callie and Nikki from the Double Movement Podcast. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, really great to have you. Ever since I discovered your podcast earlier in the year, I loved it. And then you just didn't do one for like months and months and months.
Yeah, we pulled a bit of a Dragons, I think we thought. Yeah. You know, like peaked at Anzac Day and then fell off the wagon.
Yeah. You did the magic round, I think it was, and you recorded at 3:01. I was like, this is awesome. And then you just went off the radar. And I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, much like Damien Cook season.
All these great.
Oh my God, this is already way more sporting than you guys have ever done in 53 shows. Totally. I've done in 2 seconds.
Wow.
Before we get going, and I do want to find out more about both of you, Joel is actually overseas right now, and he actually sent a little message that I thought I'll play for us right now, because he just couldn't handle not being on the show for 1 week. I mean, he's done 52 in a row. Isn't that enough?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I suppose I'll play this. Here he is.
Guten Tag. Joel here from Across the Park, although I think you already knew that. I'm not there this week. I guess you knew that as well. I'm at Oktoberfest in Munich, in Germany, in Europe. Thought I'd report from here this week. No sport here, no sport to report. It rhymes. No sport here at Oktoberfest, although I did see something called the Sports Something. I forgot what it was. It was some sort of game. Didn't play. Don't care. If you ever come here...
Whoa. Oh, sorry. My screen just disappeared.
The only phrase you really need to know is ein Bier bitte, and you're laughing. That's it. That's all you've got to know. And that's it. I'm sorry I'm not there this week. I'm not really. It's nice to have a week off. And I'll be back, well, in a couple of weeks. Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh, Joel. There we go.
Oh, my God. How many drinks in was he?
Oh, yeah. You can hear the crowd. He seriously is at October. He sent that, like, seriously 20 minutes ago. So that's where he is right now.
That's real FOMO.
That's commitment right there.
It totally is. But forget about Joel. We've got two people here that we've never had on the show, so I want to find more about you. Tell us about what your sporting histories are, what became you loving rugby league, and you know, how you got to the podcast.
Should I, Nikki, go first? I have like the weird roundabout way.
Okay.
Okay. So I have a weird upbringing. So I actually was born in Sydney and was sort of raised between like a half Roosters, half Manly supportive family, and moved to the US when I was six and sort of grew up watching a lot of baseball and NFL and basketball. And my parents' way of sort of keeping me in touch with Australian sports was through watching rugby league and through the Roosters. So it was sort of like that thing that kept me back.
All right, so you'd watch the games from America.
Well, I did, yeah. When I was like, so when you're 6 years old and it was probably in the 90s, we didn't have that great technology yet.
Yeah, no, get some tapes on video for you.
Yeah, that was a little, but I remember always coming back to visit and my dad would take us to games as a way of keeping us in touch.
Right.
So rugby league was sort of the Australian sport that I grew up with.
Nice.
So who do you support for the NFL then?
Oh, it's really sad. So I actually support the 49ers.
Oh.
But it's so... So the reason for
Where's
that
the
is...
music for that? There it is.
Sorry.
Exactly. But at least like, you now know I lived in the US, where a lot of times we're like, oh, who's your NFL team? And I say that, and they're like, oh, is it because of Jared Hayne? And I'm like, no. Actually, no.
No.
It was just a coincidence that he happened to play for that team, or about two games anyway.
Yeah, just like all those allegiance. Sorry, moving on. allegations, yep.
Yeah, right. So rugby league's always been there. Love it. And you moved back and support the Roosters. So did you have to choose at one point between the Roosters and Manly? Was there like a divide there? You know,
there was
is there
a bit
any
of a
choice
divide.
Ever? Is there ever a choice?
Well, I actually, it was funny because I did go to a lot of games at Brookie when I was really, really young.
Right.
And my dad just wasn't really having it. I think it was the grand final in 02 that he really rammed the red, white and blue on us and it got us on the bandwagon as a start and sort of been red, white and blue from there.
Fair enough. And of course, the Roosters in the final this week and the team that almost made it is supported by Cali over here. Would have been amazing to have Roosters Rabbitohs grand final.
Wouldn't it? We were hoping for that.
Of course you were. But Callie, tell us about your how you got to love league.
Well, very similar to Nikki. I just had a lot of rugby league in my house. My dad, very passionate Souths fan. And when I was very young, we were going through the whole kicked out of the comp. It's a big injustice.
Of course.
So that underdog mentality has always been something. And then when we came back into the comp, we were season ticket holders. I was there every week and watched some absolute shellackings that we got served. And, you know, can be very tough character. But I really remember from being quite young, Dad took me to a couple of the charity events. We did one of the smaller marches together. He went to the big march, I'm pretty sure, as well. And we've got this giant signed John Sattler photo in my... in my lounge room.
Love it.
To my mum's, I'm sure, content. And from then, I just remember that icon, the bunny. It's always been part of my household. So, yeah, never really a choice for me. The mum's a Bulldogs fan, she claims. But I think I hear her barracking for South these days. So 100% through and through red and green.
That's great. I've always thought Rabbits, that most people in Sydney have a soft spot for the Rabbits. Maybe not Roosters
not
fans,
the
of course.
Not the Roosters.
But just
what
because.
Is this from? What is it? Is it just because?
Well, because they got kicked out. So they're a foundation club. They started in 1908. Like with, you know, a lot of the, it was only about, what, 8 teams?
That might, come, many, yeah. That might come in handy later, just saying.
Oh. And when they got kicked out, it was like, everyone was like, oh, shit. Like, they didn't realize that that could actually happen. And that one of these foundation clubs that had been there forever.
Yeah.
But they were in financial difficulty. The fans weren't turning up. It was just a real dire time. And so when they actually got kicked out, how many, 3 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
A few years, yeah.
Yeah, it sort of made everyone just rear up and go, okay, this isn't right. We've got to get them back in. And
so they kicked out for the Roosters or kicked out?
Rabbitohs got kicked out.
Yeah. Why is there a rivalry between the Roosters and the...
Oh, just because they're next to each other.
It's
really.
A turf war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Turf war.
Territory is still undefined.
I think it actually is defined. I think we hope Clovelly and you get from Gordon's Bay onwards.
Oh, that seems
that's,
fair.
That's where you go.
That does not seem fair at all.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but we have Clovelly and then...
Yeah, okay.
Callie,
you do want the
Coogee.
Cemetery, is it what?
We've
got
definitely
the
have Coogee.
We do have Coogee. I just love how you still like to go where the Redfern team. Like, you guys are always at Coogee Pav. Like,
well, that's the thing. Is don't
the 21st 70 or 21st
even
century.
Even players who play for Para, they all live in Bondi. You're like,
yeah, everyone does. Come on. Yeah.
It just seems to be, you know, why wouldn't you live near the beach if you can and you can afford it, right?
That's true. That's true.
T, we better catch up on you too. How you been? What's happened in your last week?
I did a commercial that I can't talk about. So that's cool.
Hey.
But it was sporting related.
Really?
Which I can't talk about it.
What?
So,
it's okay.
Bring it up.
We have a lot of things.
Are we going to see it on
do.
TV? Yeah. Are we going to see it on website?
Yeah, it's TV. pretty big. I don't know if you'll see me because it's pretty big.
Okay.
But yeah, so.
You
but
can tell me later.
I cannot because I signed an NDA.
Those things are legit, by the way.
Yeah. And it is like really locked down. And I just want to say, but I won't.
Okay.
And what else happened? Yeah, you know, I'll be doing Drive on Monday. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. On 2ACR here
I
on
will,
Monday.
I will.
Not daily, actually, not Drive.
Daily. Yeah, and I'm going to be talking, I'm sure I'll be talking about the results from the weekend because that's current affairs.
And you've got no other content, right?
And I have no other content.
Good to hear.
3 hours. What else? Yeah, no good. Oh, a couple of gigs. Did my first gig in Spanish last night.
What do you mean? You talk Spanish?
Yes, I speak it in Spanish. I speak a little Spanish.
Sounds Italian.
I speak a very, very good English.
Oh, wait, in Spanish?
I don't know. I first speak in Spanish.
Wow. Muy bueno.
Gracias. Gracias. Yeah, no, it went okay.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, good. That was content, I guess. I didn't do the content thing. Joel will be very disappointed.
Oh, my God. You're letting him down.
I know, because he has all these stings.
Content.
Like that, which are like really loud. But let's get on to the grand final because, you know, I want to talk about it and, you know, we'll run out of time.
He's
otherwise.
Actually excited to have people that can talk about it today. I've never seen my neck so excited.
And in memory of Gabby, who's not here, not in memory, she's still alive, but I'll just play this little.
Sport!
That's Gabby just yep. really loud. That one's a bit more.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, it's a bit over the top, that one. Oh, it's still going.
Super intense.
As you can tell, this is the sporting section of the
Does
podcast.
It stop?
Is this echoing for the rest of the show?
It's like a commute home from ANZ, just saying.
Oh. Yeah. The grand final is the Raiders. Still going. Why is it still going? How long does it go for? Okay, it's gone. Yeah. All right.
Sport.
I can't believe I'm saying this. First time in 25 years, the Canberra Raiders are in the grand final. I lived in Canberra, okay? So this is my disclaimer here. I lived in Canberra for 24 years. The year after I moved there, they won the comp in 1989.
Wow.
And everyone was like, oh, you moved to Canberra, you got to go for them now. I was a big Para fan even then. And they're all like, and I was like, no way, I hate Canberra. And this is back when the Raiders had, you know, Daly and Stewart,
you
and Clyde and Walters.
It was you.
Amazing. Meninga. It was a massive team. I didn't curse them, they started winning when I moved there.
Oh, sorry.
Raiders, Rabbitohs. Let's do that first because that was the first game, right?
It was, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Friday night.
Have you been at Oktoberfest too, Nick? Yeah, you're right.
Sorry. I shouldn't have had that beer.
I knew you did. I knew it.
It was a big game for the Rabbitohs.
Yes.
They have been looking. It was a funny year for them too. Like they sort of had a really good start of the year, then they dropped off a little bit, but they still have an amazing team. What happened? Tell us, Callie.
Oh,
talk us through it.
As the expert on the Rabbitohs of the double movement.
You can take that.
Yeah, look, it was disappointing. We started so fantastic at the start of the year. Just we peaked. You thought, oh, you can't get better than this. It felt too good to be true almost.
Yeah.
Nine rounds in, and then we just kind of, I think, State of Origin impacted some of our key players. I think Cody Walker mentally perhaps out of it because the Origin period. Didn't get picked for game two, didn't really get a proper stint in game one. And a lot of the blame, I think, for that game one loss fell on him. Damien Cook, I think he played quite consistently at the start and then
best
throughout
hooker,
Origin.
Most of the year,
definitely. Yeah. And then I just feel like he couldn't quite get into the game. And I think that was part of the problem last Friday when we played Canberra. Our halves and our hooker playmakers just couldn't really get into the game. You had the forwards just rolling. It was a great contest in the middle. And Canberra looked ready to fall apart. But their defence was very strong. And we had so many repeat sets, but we couldn't create anything. So as much as we want to credit Canberra, they had a really strong defensive line.
Yeah.
And they were able to withstand the pressure. Our playmakers just couldn't quite deliver on the day. And I don't know if that's nerves or pressure or we just lacked another option when Damien Cook couldn't quick scoop and get it to the forwards. It was a bit upsetting.
I think your forwards, though, did let you down a little bit in that game. Well, I think Sam, I'm not saying Sammy let you down, but he wasn't right in the head.
I've said that for a while, actually.
No, I'm not saying this as like, he copped a few knocks. He looked like he copped a few knocks in that game and he had to take some time off
season,
the field.
Maybe.
The whole season, yeah. Look, we were playing so wounded.
You were.
We played a lot of plays out of position and we've had so many changes in our back five for the last goodness knows how long.
Yeah.
So I think that was part of it. We've just had such a constant shuffle, no consistency.
And the Raiders' back five is really strong
so
right
strong,
now.
So strong, 100%.
And it was hard to match up with that consistency they've had. Look, I think it was an unlucky game for the Rabbits. They had that instance where the ball got stripped as he dived over the line.
Yeah, Josh Hodgson, man,
should have been a try. And
Seriously.
There was a couple of held up, like really close calls.
Yeah.
And they could have gone either way.
Exactly. And the Canberra tries, they were quite lucky. Like the first one, you know, Josh Hodgson, potentially who should have been off in the head bin, gets, you know, manages to get the ball free and then someone from Canberra falls on it, Corey Allen loses it. The kick off White and that he sort of miskicked and no one read it. And then the last try was fantastic, got to give him that. But they were quite fortunate to get the points.
I think so. And no points in finals, by the way, Callie, but I like the terminology.
Sorry. The tries. Points on the board.
God, that's pathetic.
Not on the ladder.
But yeah, look, it was a game that I think could have gone either way.
Mm.
Just like the other game, the Storm and the Roosters, of course, a replay of last year's grand final. And it went the same way. Storm just couldn't do it. But again, they had chances to Storm, but they just stuffed it when they were like getting close. You know, I persistently call the Storm chokers because they get into the finals all the time, right? And then they get to the grand final and they've lost more grand finals than they've won. And here they got to the game before the grand final and again, they've choked. Mm. Is it fair to say?
I wouldn't say they're necessarily choked. I actually think a lot needs to be pointed and looked at their decision-making on their coaching staff and the team they selected.
Ooh, controversial.
Well, I am still critical of Bellamy, and I understand he is the Dally M Coach of the Year,
However, that's calculated.
Yeah, I know. Robbo should have got it.
Yeah.
Didn't pay.
Pardon?
Brad Pardon? Arthur. Come on, Brad Arthur.
Okay. Yeah, fair.
From wooden spoon to fifth.
Yeah, no, that's actually pretty good. But no, I cannot understand how you've got a minor premiership winning team that comfortably win the minor premiership. What was it? With six games?
Yeah,
six wins?
It.
Yeah, that was 6 points far ahead of everyone else.
And then you doubt your halfback. Mm. I mean, your halves are what, you know, drive your plays. They're your playmakers. Yep. And your playmakers have won you that minor premiership so comfortably. Why cast out on them to the point where you take them out of the roster?
Something happened there that we don't know about.
There has to be because, you know, during the week leading up to the game, wasn't Brody Croft meeting with Seibold?
He was in Sydney.
Yep. Something happened. I think he pissed off Bellamy at some point and Bellamy just said, nut, you're out.
But I think we talked about this early on in the year as well. There was a lot of big question marks around who would have that number 7 jersey throughout the whole year.
Oh, right from the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, and they never really settled. And at one point you thought, oh, yeah, okay, Croft has got it. And they changed their mind. It was very puzzling. I think part of it as well, Pappenhausen is so good when he debuted. You didn't want to not have him in there.
Yep.
So I think that threw another spanner in the works.
And it's a great name, Pappenhausen. So,
it is.
You know,
great for the commentary.
Go from Slater to Pappenhausen.
But it was one of those games where the Storm looked like they were coming back. But then they made some really amazing D from the Roosters who kept them out right when you thought the Storm were going to start rolling. Key moments there. I mean, Teddy had just an awesome game. Who in defence, though, I think the Roosters really stood up. Cordner had a great game. Where are Hargraves, strong always.
Even I think it was Manu had a very...
Manu
I
played
find,
quite well.
He does play well. He's not like a big name player, but I find he gets some really key try-saving tackles at times, but they're very underrated. He's sort of like... What's the word? He's sort of like the bridesmaid to Luttrell.
Yeah, but I heard Sterling saying today he's the weak link because if he comes in too early, then you can go around him too easily.
Well, that's a fair call.
He's still quite, you know, young.
He is young.
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of our younger.
But we'll see how he goes. And, of course, we're talking about the big dance now. The Roosters are there again. They're sort of used to it, right? Like, they've done the grand finals. They're not too overawed. They're just sleeping at home. You know, the Raiders are already in Sydney. They're like, wide-eyed going, ooh, what's all this about?
Mm. See, it's funny. I actually think that's what's going to work in the Roosters' favour. I think this is just like business as usual week.
Yep.
They're comfortable. They've got their routine. They're not fazed by all the media hype. They're actually not really in the media very much compared to the Raiders.
I haven't seen anything.
Exactly.
No, it's all about
the Raiders. And
week.
I think that could be the detriment of the Raiders. They're going to get swept up in the media hype and lose focus on their job, which is training.
And Ricky Stewart even said he wants the players to soak it up, which sort of says to me that like he's letting them distract themselves a little bit with all of the hype, which I think as a coach is not a great thing. You want them to focus just like it is any other game. Of course, it is grand final. You can't avoid the fact. But still, you know, do the things you got to do to get into the game and all the research and all the videos and all the parts that you would do for every single game. You can't sort of skip that stuff.
Yeah, every time we get to grand final week, it just dawns on me how many external activities the players have to go through. Like yesterday, the fan day, they had all these media conferences.
Dally M's.
The Dally M's.
Yeah.
So do they really get much time to sit there and analyse the Roosters' game performance? I really doubt they have that much time. And they had that open training day as well. That would have been a huge distraction.
Totally. Have you seen the Viking clap
Sorry, I'm just writing my set for tonight.
Okay. So good to see you.
Did you want me to be part of it? Sorry.
I want to know.
Yeah, babe, yeah.
You've seen the Raiders and Roosters build up this week, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you're in Sydney. This is rugby league capital.
Well, I was in Parramatta, so I missed because you guys didn't get in. So I missed.
Oh, if you were in Parramatta and Parramatta were in it, it would have been ridiculous.
It would have been amazing.
I'll wait again for that year to come. But no, like you've seen the build up this week.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you seen more Raiders stuff than Rooster stuff like going around? Like, or does it mean many Rooster stuff?
I haven't seen much Rooster stuff at all, actually. It's been a lot of the Raiders.
Yeah, like on TV, they're covering all these fans coming
out. Well, they seem to. And then they followed them when they sort of came down here as well. They did the whole trip down here and it was kind of like they're on the move, whereas the Roosters are home.
Yeah.
So that is already an advantage as well. You're not spending a week traveling. You're not out of your home. You're sort of, you're just like
business
say,
as usual.
Day-to-day, business as usual. Mm. So
did the Roosters go and like stay in a hotel before the game or they just sleep at home? Like
I actually don't know.
Where would that hotel be?
What are you looking at, Tess?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyone in particular?
Sunnyvale doesn't work there anymore. So.
No.
You know what? They might actually stay at the Pullman because the Origin, New South Wales State of Origin team stayed at the Pullman.
Yeah, right. No, whatever deal.
The only reason
they always
go
down to Coogee for the bloomin' the after thing is what they do.
True. Yeah.
Speculation.
Are we fans of the Viking clap?
I actually like it.
You hated it.
I like it. I think it's what rugby league needs.
But I argued with Mick because he goes, it's dumb. And I was like, well, because I only heard it on the radio. So on the radio, it sounded amazing. But you thought that might have been amplified.
Oh, it is. I mean, they make the boosh sound really big. And it's just people are clapping and stuff. And it's the whole horn thing. It's just they've just ripped it off completely from Iceland soccer team when it came to play the Euros a few years ago. And I just, I don't know. I don't really get it. But it's a thing. They all get into it.
It's the pageantry. It's become a part of the pageantry. We kind of need a little bit more of that, I think, in rugby league.
Yeah, well, you know what? I prefer the Viking clap and the horn to the really loud, annoying music that they play at stadiums.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
what did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to say something else. It's all right. We'll just let that one lie.
We haven't talked about the important thing, which is the pre-show acts.
Who are they?
Oh, yes.
Nobody cares about.
No one cares.
It's One Republic at
One
the NRL
Republic
Grand Final.
Are playing, and they did really well with Gang of Years last year. I was on the ground for that as well.
So good.
Are you going to the game?
Maybe. I'm still waiting on a ticket. But One Republic are doing it. I'm not so sure about that. Yeah.
Gang of Years were good because the lead singer is a South fan. Well, it's a shame that they didn't make the grand final, but he's a footy fan.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. And he's from Sydney and
that's
local.
Right.
And
that's
and
good.
Just
still trying to figure out where the Roosters are staying, guys. Keep talking amongst yourselves.
I guarantee, I have this feeling it's the Pullman.
We will find out.
All right, quick tips. Okay. How much buy and who's going to get the Clive Churchill?
Ooh. All right. I say 8 points in it.
Yeah.
Roosters.
Yeah.
Tedesco.
Right.
Yeah.
Callie.
Roosters, I think it'll be 10 points in it, if not more. I think Canberra are really going to crumble under the pressure.
Yep.
And I think Teddy's in for a chance as well. We did not pre-plan that.
No, we didn't.
We're very aligned there.
Yeah.
You are. I'm going Roosters as well. They're going to win by a lot. They're going to win by 24, 26 points.
Ooh.
And
I really hope they don't.
Oh, look, I'd love it to be a close game, especially after that AFL crap, which we'll quickly cover in a sec, last week. But yeah, like, I think Cordner will get it. I think he'll have a captain's knock. What about you two?
Don't know, and don't care.
Come on, where's your research, T? I thought you did it this week.
Look, I had something to say for the AFL grand final. I was widely off, but, you know.
Look, I wish it would be the Green Machine, but, I mean, I think it's going to be Roosters. That's all I can say, really.
All right, well, let's hope it's a closey, and it's entertaining, because last week's AFL, which we went down to the Gladstone, we did hosted a bit of a pre-game show at the Lord Glass, and it was good fun. We tried to get all the fans going for the Giants. And pretty much the Giants fans had one goal to celebrate before. It was just a whitewash.
Tigers
piled it on, winning by 89 points, 114-25, which is the sixth lowest score in our grand final ever.
Wow.
The lowest score in a grand final in 59 years. Ridiculous. It was just, I don't even know why I watched it all, to be honest. I watched the whole thing.
Well, they had to. They were at the pub and they were doing an after thing.
Well,
you couldn't leave.
Good on you. That's commitment.
It was.
I don't know if commitment's the word in that scenario.
There's also beers there.
Commitment to the cause.
Yeah.
Nikki or Callie, did you watch it at all?
Yeah.
I watched the first half.
Yeah. And I saw bits and pieces. It's a sad story because you wanted GWS to succeed or you wanted them to be in the game at least.
Yeah.
And I think Even if you're a Swans fan, because I know a lot of Swans fans are like, nah, we don't want them to win. Not that there's a big rivalry there. I think at least you wanted them to compete.
Yeah.
You want it to be a game of sorts.
It got to be pointless after half time. Yeah.
The thing is, like, it was just, you watch them walk out. And the other thing is, again, we stand with the same statistic that, again, the first goal scoring team does not win again, which is crazy. And then Jeremy Caron punts that amazing kick from like nearly at the 50 line.
Yeah,
you go,
like,
well, it was all long for young and old. But I think when I was watching them warm up, I was like, nah, they just weren't with it.
Look at that. You're like looking at the horses in the stable.
100%, mate. 100%. I'm a firm believer in that. And I think you'll see the Roosters come out pretty fighting strong, and the Canberra will be a little bit nervous, and you know he's going to win. But seriously, it was just heartbreaking. The stupid thing is, when are they ever going to get back for another
Giants? No, they're good. They're building a team. They still haven't peaked yet. So I reckon next year I'll be up there again.
It's unlikely. The only ones who really do that are Hawthorne and the Swans.
No, the Giants have been working their way up. So I think they've still got another couple of years.
They're still going to keep mumbling
for another year. They've been pretty consistent for the last couple of years. The Swannies fell off a bit.
Big time this year.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very big right,
before,
for Swannies.
Before we get to the game, quick other news. Kelsey Lee Barber just won javelin gold at the World Athletics Championship. She threw a massive 66.56 metres, which was like 3 metres longer than any of her other throws in the round. So she won gold. It's really exciting. Alyssa Healy scored a world record 148 not out in Australia's third and final T20 against Sri Lanka at North Sydney the other day. Smashed 19 fours, 7 sixes, second fastest century of all time. Australia won that series 3-0. And in other news, Australia play Uruguay in the Rugby World Cup tomorrow to try and get into that top three, if any of us really care. Shut up. She's a Kiwi, of course.
What the hell happened?
Well, we did lose to Wales. Wales are a very good team.
Do you know why? Because their coach is an all-black.
And we'll talk about this New Zealand referee later who high-fived a Fijian player in the other game. But that was pretty
controversy.
Good. Totally. But we have to quickly get into this. T's doing a game and I don't know what it's called.
It's called Rooster or Raider.
Okay. Oh.
So I don't know if you guys want to do it where you jump in or I give you a question each. So if you do jump in, I will give leniency to the people who do the best rooster call.
I have not been practicing.
How do you do a Raider? What's a Raider?
Boom.
You just clap.
We Viking clap you?
No, all right, I'll just give it one.
Wait, can we just like hear Khaled's version of a rooster cry? Go.
No, definitely not.
No,
definitely not.
This is what you got to do.
No cockadoodle-doos for you.
I'll go one by one then. I'll go one by one. Okay. So, Mac, you can start. You need to tell me if there's a rooster or a raider. Okay. I'll start off easy. Laurie Daly.
Oh, raider.
Cool. Okay. Another warm-up one for you. Kelly. Yeah, I don't want to say it because the accent's going to screw up your name. Sorry. Cooper Cronk.
Rooster.
Right. Okay. Okay. So this one will be a little bit harder. Derek Carr. You might actually know this one.
Oh, I actually don't. But if you say I'm going to say Raiders, I think you're tricking me.
Yeah, so he's an Oakland Raider player for the NFL.
Oh, that's cheating.
No, it's not.
Well, we got those right.
All right. For you.
All right.
James Stewart.
Oh, James Stewart. Isn't he an actor? I will say he's a, I don't know, rooster.
No, he's actually a raider. He is the he's a half brother of Mary Queen of Scots, and he led the raid for the Chase of
Dart
raid.
Oh, okay.
I see
where
we're
going. All right, I see.
Okay.
Right. Sorry, I got to do that.
Okay, so Foghorn Leghorn.
He's a rooster.
Yes!
Yes, he is.
Yes!
Wow.
Okay. Benjamin Franklin.
Isn't that a different code?
It's a different currency, too.
You probably should know
this. Isn't this America? So that would be
President, ex-president of the United States.
Yeah, I was like thinking code history.
It's like, wow, Benjamin Franklin, that name rings a bell.
Isn't he on the $100 note?
He is indeed. He is a...
He was on the money. He's on.
So, well, I'm going to give it. He's a rooster. He's a rooster because he was born in the Chinese zodiac year of the rooster in 1706.
Oh my God.
Wow.
You're really stretching it.
You know what? There was a better connection there. He's on the $100 bill. Mm. The rooster's a salary sombrero.
Oh, I like it. I like it. All right. This is a good one.
We've only got 15 seconds.
All right. Well, go. Nazis.
What? Nazis?
No, we won't do that one. Oh. That would be. Well, actually, see if you can figure it out.
Oh, Raiders.
Why?
Because they're Nazis. I don't know.
The art.
Raiders of the Lost Art.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Jeez, you're good at
this. All right. Callie, Nikki, we have run out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on Across the Park. Everyone should listen to the Double Movement podcast. You can find it in the same place you can find our podcast on Wooshka and Spotify and Apple and all those places. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having
Thank
us.
Thank you.
And go the Raiders.
Go the Raiders.
Thank you, T. Thanks for joining us, T. We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.